ओम ज्ञान तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजना शलाकाय चक्षुर उन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामयं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं। वंदेहं श्री गुरुं श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदानु सहगना श्रीललिता श्रीविशाखावितं च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कंचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणामामि हरि प्रिय कृपा सिंधु पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 12 चैप्टर 12 टेक्स्ट 25 एंड 26। देयर इज नो पर्पस सो वी जस्ट रीड टुगेदर। आई गेस आई विल रीड। हां रामस्य भार्गवेन्द्रस्य निक्षत्रि करणम्भुवः हैलस्य सोमवंशस्य ययातिर्नहुषस्य च दौष्मन्तेर्भरतस्यापि शान्तनोस्तत्सुतस्य च ययातेर्ज्येष्ठपुत्रस्य यदोर्वंशोऽनुकीर्तितः।
Yeah.
Ramasya.
Ramasya.
Lord Parshuram. Bhargav Indrasya. The greatest of the descendants of Bhrigu Muni. Nakshatri Karanam. The elimination of all the Kshatriyas. Bhuvaha. Of the earth. Ailasya. Of Maharaj Aila. Somavam Sasya. Of the dynasty of the moon. Yayate. Of Yayati. Nahushasya. Of Nahusha. Cha. And. Dusmanteha. Of the son of Dushmant. Bharatasya. Bharat. Api. Also. Santanaha. Of King Santanu. Tat. Is. Sutasya. Of his son. Bhishma. Cha. And. Yayate. Of Yayati. Jeshta Putrasya. Of the eldest son. Yadu. Yadu. Vamsaha. The dynasty. Anukirtitaha. Is glorified. Translation. The Srimad Bhagavatam describes how Lord Parshuram, the greatest descendant of Bhrigu, annihilated all the Kshatriyas on the face of the earth. It further recounts the lives of glorious kings who appeared in the dynasty of the moon god, kings such as Aila, Yayati, Nahusha, Dushmanta, son Bharat, Santanu, and Santanu's son Bhishma. Also described the greatest dynasty founded by the king Yadu, the eldest son of Yayati. I hope I will have enough time to discuss. But I will just take mainly three personalities from here, three pastimes. One is about King Santanu and his son Bhishma. Second, about the Dushmanta and his son Bharat. And the third is the Lord Parshuram. We'll talk about these three personalities. And I'm going to take you to the Brajmandal Parikrama. We cannot come physically, but we can at least discuss about pastimes here. Because the two of the pastimes of the Santanu and his son Bhishma, and the Dushmanta and his son Bharat, which is related to the pastime with Kanava Rishi. So there is a place in the Brajmandal Parikrama called Santanu Kund. And Santanu Kund is a place where King Santanu performed tapasya. There is a Kund means the lake where Santanu performed tapasya. To have a son like Bhishma. And there is a temple called Santanu Vihari. Temple is there on the top of the hill. And even at present it is said that the people who cannot beget, who has difficulty to conceive a child, go there and perform tapasya and ask for the blessings of Santanu Vihari, and they can have the son or daughter. Even at present, it happens. So we'll talk about that pastime And then second is the Kanavar. There is a place called Kanavar. Kanavar is the place where Kanava Rishi stayed there. And that's where the Lord Krishna's Kan means the ear. Lord Krishna's ears were pierced in that village. So Kanava Rishi used to stay there, and the name is given the Kanavara. The village is still there at present. And that's where the village is known to be as a Kanava. So these are the two, and of course the Parshuram everybody knows. We will talk about that, something about that. So let's start with Santanu, King Santanu and his son Bhishma. So there was a king called Mahabhish. Mahabhish was coming in the line of Ikshvaku. He was a great personality. He performed a lot of tapasya. He also performed 1,000 horse sacrifices. So he was allowed to enter in the heavenly planets. So one time all the demigods had come to respect Lord Brahma. And this Mahabhish king was also there. And also at that time Ganga came also to respect Lord Brahma. So when Ganga was wearing white clothes, and what happened is that all the demigods are there, King Mahabhish is there, and somehow or other the wind blew. So her clothes started to go up. And she was kind of, you know, her beauty was shown naked. So all the demigods, of course, they bow down their head. But this king, Mahabhishma, he started he saw her beauty. So Lord Brahma saw this. Lord Brahma saw that, you know, this is not proper. So he cursed both of them, Mahabhishma and Ganga, that you both have to go to earthly planet. But Lord Brahma at the same time told Mahabhishma that I am giving you, but you can select your own father when you go to earthly planet. Not just that, your curse will be released when the wrath will be provoked by Ganga. And you will be again reinstated in your original position. So Ganga, she left and she was on her way. She was thinking, now I'll have to go to earthly planet. So on her way, she came across 8 Vasus. And 8 Vasus were not happy. They were morose. So Ganga kind of asked them, what's the matter with you guys? What's happening? So they say that we are cursed by Vasishtha. And why they were cursed, we'll talk about that later. So Vasishtha had cursed them, and the Vasishtha had told them that you'll have to go on earthly planet to all the 8 Vasus. So now, they didn't want to go. They said, we have to take a birth from the womb of the earthly ladies from the earthly planet. No, that's not. They prayed to Ganga. They said, can you please beget us from your womb? And Ganga also had to go to earthly planet anyhow. Right? So she said, okay. And they also asked that, please, one thing is that after you beget us, you just throw us in your water, so that we don't have to stay longer on this earthly planet. We just go back. She agreed with that, but she said that, yeah, seven of you I will relieve from your death, from your birth, death, old age and disease right away. But the one, I have to keep one of your, one of the vasus. Because now I don't want to get, I mean, I'm going through all this difficult, I have to have at least the husband whom I'm going to conceive. I have to have at least one son. So they agreed with it, and they also said that, okay, so what we're going to do is the one-eighth of one, the seven vasus, one-eighth of our energy will give to this eighth son, eighth of our brother. But one thing is, please, don't let him, allow him to have any sons. She said, okay. So now Ganga is on her way, Vasus are on their way, and here the Mahavish, he had the benediction that he can choose whatever, whomever father he wants to choose as their son. So there was a king by the name Pratipa, and he was performing tapasya at the source of the Ganges, which is Gangotri. He was performing tapasya there. And while he was performing tapasya, young lady come from the heaven, and she sits right on the right lap of Maharaj Pratipa, on the right thigh. Maharaj Pratipa is in austerity, remember, he is performing tapasya here. And someone sits right on his right thigh. So, Maharaj Pratipa is asking her, what can I do for you? Ganga said, that was Ganga, who had come and sit on the lap. Ganga said that, I want to be your wife. Maharaj Pratipa said, no. I come here to perform tapasya here. You know, you cannot be my wife. And besides that, you are sitting on my right thigh. Usually right on the right thigh, usually daughter-in-law, that's what you call? So daughter-in-law, right? That's what you call the... Yeah. Only on the right thigh, daughter or daughter-in-law can sit. Usually the wife sits on the left thigh. So you cannot be my wife. But, yes, you can be a wife of my son. Ganga said, and Ganga knew that this Mahabhisha is going to be a son of Maharaj Pratipa. She knew about it. And she wanted that because both had, from the heavenly, they both had connected with each other. This is how it works, right? In Kali Yuga, in material world today, present too. So, but she made one condition to Maharaj Pratipa. I'll be willing to marry with your son, but with condition is there that anything I do, whether it's good or bad, he cannot question about it. If he questions it, I'm going to leave. He said, Maharaj Pratipa said, okay. So after some time, Maharaj Pratipa had his wife conceive a child, and that child was Santanu, who was Mahabish. So Santanu grew older, and then he was going to be enthroned as a king. Before he enthroned, King Pratipa, his father Pratipa, told Santanu that you're going to get married. I want you to get married with Ganga, coming from the heavenly planets. But she has put one condition. And that condition is that whatever action she does, whether the action is good or bad, you cannot question her. If you question her, she will leave to you. So while So of course then Santanu, King Santanu, he is on the bank of the Ganges, and the celestial Ganga Devi appeared. Ganga Devi appeared, so he was very happy to see beautiful coming from the higher planets. He was enchanted by seeing this beautiful Ganga Devi, and he proposed that I like you to be my wife. She said that yes, I'm willing to do it, with the condition that anything I do, whether it's good for you or bad, you cannot ask any question. If you ask question, then I will leave. Of course, he was very enchanted with his beauty, so he accepted. So this way, King Santanu and Ganga Devi were staying for a long time. They had a good time, and they conceived 7 sons. But as soon as the sons were born, Ganga Devi would take that son and throw it in the water. So King Santanu, he tolerated for the 7 sons. He didn't get angry, because he knew that if he asked a question to her, she will just leave. But when the 8th son was born, at that time, he couldn't tolerate anymore. What kind of lady is this? She's a hard-hearted lady. Here, as soon as the sons are born, and she throws in the water, this is too much. So when the 8th son was born, as soon as she was about to throw, she could stop it. You are hard-hearted. You threw 7 of my sons, but why? This 8th son, you cannot do that. I will not allow. So Ganga Devi said, wait a minute. Remember, you had agreed that if you question me, then I'm going to leave. So I'm going to leave now. So Santanu said, wait a minute. You tell me, who were these 8 personalities, 7 personalities whom you throw in the water? Why is that? So then Ganga Devi said that these 7, 8 were the Vasus, and they were cursed by Vasishtha. Why they were cursed? Because Kashyapa and Surabhi. Surabhi is the daughter of Daksha. They had conceived the child, cow, and that cow name was Nandini. And this Nandini was in the ashram of Vasishtha. And Nandini, you know, Nandini can provide everything you want. So Vasishtha is in ashram. You know, the ashram, what do you expect? Nothing, right? The ashram, when the previous time, when they asked, you go to some rishi's ashram, they have nothing, just the top part, just a small kutir, bhajan kutir, and just they stay. So Nandini would provide all the necessities he needed. So this 8 Vasus had come to the ashram of this king, Vasishtha's ashram. And they saw this Nandini in the calf. And the one of the Vasus, his name was Dyu. D-Y-U. Dyu. And this Nandini was, by drinking the milk of this cow, you cannot get old for 1,000 lives and stay young. So Dyu's wife thought that, let me have my husband Dyu bring this cow so that I can give this cow to her friend. Sorry? No. You are wrong, Prabhu. Some king. We don't need to. We all not gonna remember the names anyhow. So king, he agreed with it. Vasishtha wasn't there in the ashram. So these 8 Vasus with him, all the brothers, they stole the king, sold Nandini with the calf. So when the Vasishtha returned, he went around everywhere to find Nandini. He couldn't find it. But of course he's a mystic. So by mystic he could see what happened. He figured out that these 8 Vasus had stole Nandini. So this is why Vasishtha cursed these 8 Vasus. So Vasus realized that they were cursed by Vasishtha. So then again, they went to the ashram of Vasishtha and please ask for the forgiveness for what we have done. Please forgive. But once the curse is given, you cannot retract back. So Vasishtha said, okay, you all will have to go to our 3 planets. That is the curse, you have to go. But out of your 8, 7 will be, you all 7 will be, will not have to stay longer time on the earthly planet. You will be relieved. But the 8th one, Dyu, he will have to stay longer on the earth, on this planet. So okay, so the 8th one was who? That 8th one was, we'll talk about that now. So now this Santanu, he was one time hunting, and he was roaming around on the bank of the Ganges, and he saw the flow of the Ganges was stopped. So Santar was surprised. How is that the flow of the Ganges is stopped? And he saw this beautiful young boy. Now remember, I forgot to tell you, when Ganges left, Ganga left, then she had taken that son, her son, eighth son? She had taken with her. And she had trained him up in the higher planets by all the demigods and all the rishis. He was trained up. So this is the same son had come here, and he had with his arrow stopped the flow of the Ganges. So when this son was beautiful son, now Santanu didn't know that this is his son. But the son knew about it, that he is my father. But with his Maya Shakti, this son could not have him recognized. So Santanu was kind of perplexed seeing this beautiful boy, young boy. So he prayed to the Ganges to please come and reveal. Then Ganga appeared and Ganga said, "This is your son. This is our son. His name is Deva. Devavrata. He's your son. Now he is yours with you. I'm leaving you. He's trained up with everything. Now he can have it. He can have it." So this is the Devavrata. Yeah, Devavrata. Devavrata was with King Santanu. And they stayed together. Santanu was very happy that Devavrata is now, his son is at least there with him. And they were happy. And of course, Santanu had desire that Devavrata will install Devavrata as a king in the future. So now one time, how am I going to complete everything? It's already 8:35. Well, it's up to you. So, Devavrata, King Santanu was on the bank of the Jamuna. He was roaming around. And the beautiful, nice aroma was coming. And he got attracted. Where is this aroma is coming from? So he went to find, and that aroma was coming from the body of Satyavati. Satyavati was the daughter of fishermen. And this King Santanu got attracted to Satyavati. He wanted to marry with her. So Satyavati said, "Well, you have to talk to my father. My father is a fisherman. He can decide." So King Santanu went to her father and requested him that, "Please, I want to marry with your daughter Satyavati." Her father was very expert. He said, "Yes, many kings have asked for the hands of my daughter, and you are a right king. Yes, I like to have my daughter marry with you, but one condition. And that condition is that their son will be the king, not your son." It's not Devavrata. The son which will be conceived by the Satyavati, and you will be the son. He didn't like that proposal. He didn't like this because he was very attached to Devavrata. He wanted Devavrata to be the king. So he said, "No, So he left home, he went home, palace, but he was still, his heart was attached to Satyavati, wanted to marry, to have him, her as his queen, and he was not happy. So face is the index of the mind. So Devavrata, he saw that something is wrong with my father. He doesn't seem to be happy. What's happening with him? Let me ask. So he asked his father, it seems to be something is bothering you. Please tell me.
What is it?
Said, no, no, no. King Santanu said, no, no, there is nothing. It's just I want to make sure that, you know, you don't, I want to enthrone you as a king. You know, I'm worried that you will die and I want to make sure this doesn't happen. But still, Devavrata was not happy with that answer. So he asked the minister of King Santanu that why my father is not happy, something is going on. So then, of course, minister told him that the reason your father is not happy because he wants to marry with Satyavati. She is the daughter of a fisherman, but the fisherman is saying that he can marry, he is willing to give his daughter to your father, provided that their son will be the king. So Devavrata with his minister, he went to see the fisherman, the father of Satyavati. He expressed desire that please have your daughter marry to my father. He said there is one condition that, you know, you cannot be their son, conceived by them, their son will be the king. He said, okay, no problem. I will not take the kingdom, their son will be the king. Okay, they agreed. But then the fisherman said, wait a minute, but what about your son in the future? He will ask for the kingdom. So Devavrata said, okay, from now on, I am taking a breath that I will stay brahmachari and I will not get married. So at that time, all the demigods showered flowers and said, the terrible, terrible, terrible. And that is Bhishma. And that is how the Bhishma was known. Of course, we know the pastimes of Bhishma, we're not going to discuss anymore. But this is the way how, so this Santanu Kund, where King Santanu had performed tapasya. Okay? Do you want to hear another pastime or this is it? How you all want to do it? Huh? Another one. Okay? So now we're going to talk about Dushmanta and his son Bharat Maharaj. Dushmanta was a was a great king. He was ruling the whole earthly planet. And he was he was a great personality. And whatever he thought, he did it. Because his mind was not wavering around. He was very, you know, Ekeh Guru Nandana, like that. See? So Dushmanta, he was one time traveling all the entourage. He was. And they were tired, he was thirsty. They were roaming around in the forest. He was tired, thirsty, so where to go? So he came to the place of one of the beautiful ashram, and that ashram was the Kanva Rishi's ashram. And Kanva Rishi's ashram, beautiful, nice, like a spiritual world. So when the Dushmanta, when he came to this ashram, he was happy. He felt like the spiritual world here. He was happy to come to the Kanva Rishi's ashram. So he came and he entered the ashram and he said he couldn't find anybody. He said, anybody here? And they said nobody was there. But there was one young girl was there. And this young girl was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful girl. And this girl said, yes, how can I serve you? Because he was a king, Dushmanta was a king. So she washed the king's feet, have him give him seat, nice seat, placing. And she said that my father, Kanva Rishi, is not here. He's gone in the forest to get some fruits. Dushmanta thought that Kanva Rishi is a great personality. How can he has a daughter? How can he has daughter? Not possible. So Dushmanta asked her that, and he was an intelligent king. He said, you seem to be a daughter of a Kshatriya. Please tell me, who are you? So she said that, I am the daughter. That this is, I haven't seen my parents, but I have heard from the Kanva Rishi, my father, she was accepting him as a father. And it is also true that if the person who is maintaining and helping to grow, he is usually the father. So she said that I have heard from my father Kanva Rishi that I haven't seen my parents, but I have heard that I was conceived by Vasishtha. Vishwamitra. Yes, Vishwamitra. Now Vishwamitra was performing tapasya, and he was performing. So King Indra was not happy. Because King Indra thought that if this Vishwamitra is performing too much tapasya, then I will, you know, he will take my kingdom, heaven, and I'll be out of kingdom. So to entice Vishwamitra, King Indra had sent Menaka. Now Menaka did not want to come to Vishwamitra, because she knew that Vishwamitra will get angry, that's it, I'll be finished. See. So she said to King Indra that you want me to go, but you send Vayu and some other devata, send with me. Oh yeah, Kamadev with me. So King Indra agreed with it. And the both came, the Menaka came, and of course when Menaka came, at that time, the Vayu blew her dress and she seemed to be naked. And of course Kamadeva will also come, so Vishwamitra got excited and Vishwamitra wanted to have the union with Menaka. And they had the union, and this daughter was born. But you know, this is heavenly girls, they just conceive and they leave. So Menaka just left the girl. King Vishwamitra left, and Menaka left in heaven, and they left this little girl in the forest. So all the vultures, they saw this beautiful young little girl. And they thought of somehow that they thought protecting her instead of eating her. They thought we should protect her from the ferocious animals. So they protected her. And of course, when Kanva Rishi was around there, when he came, he saw this young little girl. And he picked up that young girl. And because she was protected by Sakhu, by the birds, he gave her the name Shakuntala. And the Shakuntala was brought up by Kanva Rishi. So Dushmanta, she told everything to King Dushmanta, who was there. She told everything, how she was born, how she is staying. So now Dushmanta wanted to get married with her. She said, you know, he said, I like you to be my queen. She said, well, you know, wait for my father to come. He said, no. There are eight kinds of marriage. And one of them is the Gandharva marriage. So Dushmanta married to Shakuntala in the Gandharva marriage, and Dushmanta had not lost any semen in his life. So, and if he lost it, that is for the good cause. So he had the union with Shakuntala, and this son was conceived. And after that, Dushmanta had told that in the future I will come, I will send my all the soldiers, and they will bring you, my soldiers will bring you and our son to my kingdom, and you will be my queen. You will be installed, you will be queen. She was happy to hear this. She said, okay. So this way, when the Kanva Rishi came home, then the Dushmanta left, Kanva Rishi returned to his ashram, and he knew what was happening. Because, you know, mystic power, they knew what happened. So he said that, okay, Shakuntala, don't be afraid. Whatever has happened is happened for a good. And this King Dushmanta is a great personality. And his son is going to be a king. He'll be ruling the earthly planet in the future. Shakuntala was very happy. That is, her father, Kanva Rishi, was very happy. So Shakuntala was a chaste, right? So she brought up her son. And this son was so powerful, his name was Bharat. His son Bharat was so powerful that he can capture and tie up the tigers and the lions. He was strong. See? So when Bharat was 6 years young, then Shakuntala, Kanva Rishi told Shakuntala that now you should go to the king, Dushmanta. And present yourself and your son, Bharat, to him. So when she came to the kingdom, she presented herself to Dushmanta, but Dushmanta would not agree. He said, no. Who are you? I don't know. I don't know you. How can you say that, you know, he's my son? I cannot accept it. He said, so she said that, look, she was a chaste lady. She said that truth is the highest truth. Truthful truth is not gonna be, you know, go in vain. And all the sun god, all the demigods, all are the what do you call the witness. So this is your son, Bharat is your son. So the Dushmanta said, but wait a minute, ladies can lie. How do I accept? So see again, she said that what I'm telling is the truth. You see, he's your son. You have to accept, you have to at least accept him as your son. At least accept that. So at that time, from the celestial heaven, the sound came, voice came, and said to King Dushmanta, look, whatever Shakuntala is saying is true. She is your wife, and this is the son you had conceived at the Kanwarishi's ashram. He is your son. You have to accept that. So this way, of course, Dushmanta knew about it. He wanted to accept right away. But he wanted to make sure that if he accepted right away, then all people will think. Because, you know, this is like going to be next king. Bharat going to be next king. So this way, then Dushmanta accepted Bharat and Shakuntala, you know, Shakuntala is his queen and Bharat is his son. And then Bharat was, of course, after some time, Dushmanta retired and he had the Bharat as his king, which is the Bharat Maharaj. Okay? Do you wanna hear about Parshuram or no more? Yes? Okay. So we now talk about Parshuram. Parshuram is mentioned in first canto, 9th chapter, text 6 and 7. This is about in the chapter is the passing away of Bhishma. When the Bhishma Dev was passing away, at that time Parshuram was also present. Parshuram was the son of a Maharshi Jamadagni and Srimati Renuka. So he was also known as Renuka Sutta. Of course, Parshuram is the out of ten, you know, the south, or Parshuram is one of them. He killed Kshatriya's community 21 times. And he by that way, he wanted to, by the blood of the Kshatriyas, he wanted to please his forefathers. He went to perform the austerities to Mahendra Parvat, but before he went to perform austerities, he gave the whole earth in charity to Kashyap Muni. He knew the science of fighting, Dhanurvidya. And he had taught that Dhanurvidya to Dronacharya. He was present during the Krishna, Lord Ramchandra's time and Lord Krishna's time. Now imagine, this is from the Treta Yuga and here is Dwapar Yuga. He fought with Lord Ram, Parshuram. He fought with Bhishma. Amba wanted to marry with Bhishma. Bhishma said, no, I'm a brahmachari, I cannot marry. So Amba went to Parshuram and Parshuram challenged Bhishma and there was a fight, long fight between Bhishma and Parshuram. And of course, Bhishma defeated Parshuram. And Parshuram was very happy that I was defeated by my disciple, which is one of the disciples. And that's why Parshuram had given the benediction to Bhishma that you will become the greatest fighter on the world, on this planet. This is Parshuram. Parshuram also spoke to Duryodhan. Krishna had come as a Shanti Duta, as a peacemaker, before the battle of Kurukshetra. Right? And Krishna had tried every possible way to stop this battle of Kurukshetra. He wanted. But Duryodhan, even if Krishna asked only five villages for Pandavas, Duryodhan said, no, I'm not going to even give the one pin worth of land to them. So at that time, Parshuram was there. So Parshuram told Duryodhan that, look, Duryodhan, please, don't be falsely proud of yourself. Give this, don't boast yourself. What do you call boast? Boast yourself? Boasting. Just give. And Parshuram gave the example of the king. He said there was a king named Dambodbhava. This Dambodbhava was the emperor of the whole earthly planet. Dumb is the pride. Dambodbhava, that was his name. See, Dambodbhava, he was falsely proud for his strength. And he would go to the brahmanas and said, can you find someone whom I can fight with? I need someone equal to me to fight. He said, bring anyone, brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra, anyone, please bring, I want to fight with them. He held falsely proud. So brahmanas had told him that, don't be falsely proud yourself. You know. He wouldn't accept, he was stubborn. So finally Brahmana said, okay, there are rishis. In the Gandhamadan mountain, there are two rishis, Nar and Narayan. You go to them, you fight with them, ask them to challenge them to fight. So this Dambodbhava, he went to the ashram. I went to the Gandhamadan Parvat and he came with the two rishis, Nara and Narayan rishis. They were performing tapasya. They had become thin. So this Dambodbhava went and said, challenge. He wanted to challenge. And he's saying he wants to fight with this Nara and Narayan. They said, look, we are not interested in fighting with you. You know, don't be falsely proud of yourself. Just keep your pride yourself. Don't be boast yourself to us. Please go to your kingdom and rule your kingdom. He was stubborn. He said, no, I want to fight. So they were challenged. So Nara Rishi, he took just few blade of grass in his hand. And he said, call all your soldiers and all your soldiers willing to fight. With his austerity, with his mantra, when the soldiers started to fight, with his mantra he could cover himself with around him. And all the arrows were couldn't touch him. He prevented all the arrows coming to him. And not just that, but he was able to kill all their soldiers, all the Dambodbhava, the soldiers, their nose cut off, ears cut off, eyes cut off. Finally, Dambodbhava realized that it's not in my hand. So he surrendered. Dambodbhava surrendered to Narnarayan Rishi. And he accepted that, no, please forgive me. So Narnarayan said, don't be proud yourself, false proud, don't be proud. So the Parshuram told Duryodhan that the same Narnarayan Rishis are here, Arjun is a Nar, and Narayan is Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna has come, Narayan has come, Lord Krishna, and you are dealing with these two personalities, so please don't fight. Don't think of going to the Kurukshetra and fighting. Please, if you don't do it, and if you do it, then you'll be defeated. You'll be defeated by them. So this is the Parshuram who talked about. Hare Krishna, 9 o'clock. Thank you, everybody. Hare Bol.